Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Confession. I'm a sucker for grace on the ground. When someone can consistently show compassion in emotionally fraught situations, I'm an instant fan. So yeah, I'm the self-appointed president of Emmanuel Acho's fan club. Moving on though, let's explore how to create a fabulous editorial tone. Now you don't have to copy his style. Here are two things every great approach has. First up, rules of engagement. Folks have to know where you're coming from. In Acho's case, it's the safe place as we explored in the post. So ask yourself, what experience do I want to create here? And from that, you list out no more than three rules of engagement. You don't have to announce them. These are things you demonstrate. Second up, and this is critical, discipline. There are a few things in life that demand constant consistency. This is one of them. You cannot deviate from your rules of engagement. Your tone and approach must be similar no matter what. Now think about it. What would happen to Emmanuel's credibility if he went off on someone or used sarcasm in a vicious way? That trust would be gone. So those rules we just talked about, they have to be something that you can do all day, every day. Your response is held to a higher standard. We are the leaders. Here's the deal. Editorial tone is a key tool in creating an experience. That's why it's so important nowadays. Now, as an idea person, it's hard for me to say this, but our approach is just as important as our ideas. We have to be strategic and consistent about this. Hope that helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.